So I haven't done an audio boo for Coffee Mumbo Jumbo for quite some time, but every now and again, when tasting coffees, there's one that shines and just makes me pick up the microphone and just talk to you to transmit my excitement about a new roaster, a new coffee, whatever kind of just takes my fancy. But I say that takes my fancy. It's inspired by a coffee, of course, because that's what I do here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ in Southwest London. I just promote coffee roasters. My fascination for coffee just has to be shared. So for a while now, on my radar was a new roaster on the block, Craft House Coffee in West Sussex, and Tom, Master Roaster, who I've been in touch with over the last few weeks. Well, actually longer than that, because on Instagram we've been following each other and we've been just kind of messaging each other, and finally the time arrived where he sent me a couple of coffees. One of them is the Industrial, he calls it Industrial, his espresso blend, and also a single origin, an Ethiopian coffee, which, well, they both look amazing. Not only look amazing, I've had to be so patient to restrain myself for, let me see now, they arrived on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 3 more days before I was allowed to open them, inspect them as I always do at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo HQ, take them out, put them on a clean kitchen towel, inspect them, see how they've been roasted, smell them, touch them, and then transfer them into the grinder. And as a first way of brewing, the espresso machine, the Rocket R58 dual boiler PID machine, which I love, which just yields very, very good espresso. So yeah, it's 7 days off the roast. These two coffees have been roasted this time last week, so on the 5th of November, Saturday. And normally, you know, it's very good to let a roast degas and rest for at least a week, maybe sometimes 5 days, until the last kind of gases, just not the last gases, but some gases still can escape the bean and because sometimes, you know, when a roast is too fresh and you use the espresso machine at 9 bar or whatever bar you've set your espresso machine, the gases can kind of just be a bit too gassy still, and then the real tastes don't shine through. So it's nice to just let your beans settle just that little bit between 5-7 days, and then of course use them as soon as possible in another window of let's say 3 weeks maximum. Then it really kind of tails off, and too much of the goodness that's kept in the bean will just escape through. Well, enemy number one to beans is of course air. So, but these beans in a very good craft bag, I've got it here in front of me with a one-way valve, so these gases can still come out and no air can come in. But let's get on to the beans themselves, beautifully roasted. So this is what I did today, the Industrial espresso blend. Tom calls it Industrial. It kind of, I chuckle with it, because Industrial, he's such a passionate guy that I wonder why he called it Industrial. He hasn't actually told me why yet, why he calls a blend Industrial, but he's got his reasons, I'm sure. Now he uses a Giessen roaster. I love Giessen roasters. They just really yield if you know what you're doing, they yield extremely good coffees. So this is a 50-50, 50 Brazil pulp natural and 50% Colombian wash coffee. Now, I've extracted 18.5 gram at 92 is the temperature that I've used, and it yielded just about 32 grams out, and it is a delicious tasting coffee. I've got it as an espresso neat. I'm not adding any milk to it yet at all. I just want to taste what it really tastes like. I've had a few sips, which actually made me pick up the microphone and do this, because it is so delicious. The balance, Tom got that balance really right. A natural can be quite funky, the sweetness kind of masked a little bit or covered by a funkiness. If I say funky, it's like the fermentation process of a bean that's naturally processed, stays in the cherry itself, skin, mucilage, everything on it, and ferments. So these sugars of the mucilage just get into the bean and yield a kind of strawberry-ish like funkiness, if you want. delicious by itself. Now, the Colombian is a wash process. All that skin, the mucilage, everything gets taken off, dried, and then also fermented, but regulated, fermented in a fermentation tank. Still, fermentation needs to happen with coffee, which is very interesting. But the marriage of these two coffees, I must say, he's really nailed that. It is just delicious. The lingering taste forever. I mean, I'm going to take another little sip just to kind of remind myself what the journey of the palate gives me as I'm taking a sip. Yeah, I mean, it is so, how can I really describe it? That the balance just grabs me. There is a bit of acidity. There's a lot of sweetness. There is cleanness, you know, a process that's natural can also be what we call not as clean, and a washed is cleaner. So these funky notes are not there in a washed coffee. But this marriage of these two just gives you a hint of the natural, and then just goes into the washed process. It's difficult to describe that, but, you know, differently. I mean, you should just try it. I mean, you should try as many different coffees as you can, and then you'll understand the subtle one. But sometimes they're not as subtle. They're quite blatant differences. The different processes yield, different beans yield, the varietals, the origin, all of these things which make coffee so fascinating. Well, to round it off, this is a beautiful coffee. I can't wait to also try it with a little bit of milk. I won't do that immediately, but I'll do it probably tomorrow, and then see. I'm sure that milk will cut through it. I'm not a great fan of milk, so I'll probably keep it as a piccolo, so just a double shot still, and just add a little bit of milk, which probably just adds more sweetness to it. But it's a delicious, delicious coffee. I'm probably raving about it, and with good reasons, really. And this is kind of a new discovery for me as well. I mean, there's so many roasters kind of popping up left, right and center. People get so interested about this journey that coffee offers and what happens at origin, and just to make it that, well, it's a delicacy, really, coffee. Compare it to other things like, well, probably wine that's got such a long history, where people are more savvy about the different things that you can expect in a glass. But what with coffee is even more interesting is, so you've had this bean that's been farmed, that's been, you know, cajoled from the farmer, that's come over to your roastery, then you give it all you can while you roast it, and then it goes over to people like a barista who still needs to give it all his attention, engage all his senses to yield the perfect shot and to make everybody proud all along the way of the chain that this little coffee bean, coffee seed has actually journeyed all the way into a cup. So this is the fascination at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo and at around the world of the third wave coffee movement, if you want. So I want to sign out because, I mean, I could still carry on and say so much. The last thing I want to say, Tom, Master Roaster at Craft House Coffee, fabulous job. Can't wait to get into the Ethiopian as well. So thumbs up from here and keep the good work going.